This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
I didn't even think this was a possibility to do full time. Not until I joined the Portrait System and I'm seeing these people posting like how much they make and a year or per session. I'm like, what? That's possible? So that really lit the fire under me to do more research.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. My guest this week on the Portrait System Podcast is Lakeisha Miner. Lakeisha is a DC area photographer who replaced her 9-to-5 full-time income by shooting photography only part-time. On top of making just as much income only part-time as a photographer, Lakeisha did this in the midst of having a baby. For marketing, Lakeisha relies heavily on Google Ads for her headshots, personal branding, and boudoir shoots, and she now has a $3,200 average sale. Lakeisha was so fantastic to chat with, and I'm so happy you get to hear her amazing story. All right, let's get started with Lakeisha Miner. Hi, Lakeisha. Welcome to the Portrait System.
Hi, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's finally sunny outside. I'm feeling good. How are you?
Awesome. Good. It's sunny here today for the first time in a while, which is pretty unusual for Michigan. Like, where you're in DC?
Yeah, so I'm right outside of DC. I'm in Silver Spring. It's maybe 20 minutes away from DC, the location that I'm in.
Okay. Is it a smaller town, like a smaller suburb?
No. It's huge.
Huge, yeah.
It's humongous. I don't know how many people we have, but it's definitely very crowded.
Okay. Which probably means there's a lot of photographers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the reason you're on my radar is, you know, I'd seen you in the group and everything before, but when I posted, there was a friend reached out saying she needed a photographer in the DC area. And I posted in there like, hey, who's in DC? And you and a couple other people commented on there. And I was like, looking through the websites of people who, I'm like, DC is on fire with amazing photographers. Like I clicked on your website and I was like, wow. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, one, I want to talk a little bit about more about your website in a second, but I just wanted to point out that sometimes, like, I don't want people to be super intimidated if there are other amazing photographers in the area, because especially in a big town like this, like, there's enough to go around, enough clients.
Yeah. So I had probably like four other photographers in my neighborhood, and we all make great money. Like there's more than enough in this area.
Yeah.
Or in any area to go around. Yeah.
Totally. Okay. So back to your website. When I clicked on it, I was like, oh, this is such a breath of fresh air, at least for me. Like, the style that I really am drawn to is like clean and fresh. And I don't want to use the term light and airy, because I feel like people equate that with like outdoor golden hour photos. And that's not really what I mean. It doesn't feel heavy or like bogged down by too much text or whatever. And your photos are just like clean and crisp and beautiful. And I just loved it.
Thank you. That means so much. Thank you so much. I designed it myself via Squarespace.
You did?
Yeah, I'm constantly working on it. I'm constantly tweaking it. So that means so much to me. I'm not a designer by trade. I'm just, you know, in the templates, doing whatever the template tells me to do until it looks right. So, no, thank you so much for that compliment.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. And okay, my only thing I would recommend is I went to click on your like about me page, and I didn't see one. Oh, I found one at the bottom of your boudoir section, and then it says like a little bit about you. Wait, where is it? Yeah, here it is. Marilyn Boudoir Photographer. I'm Lakeisha Minor. And then you like talk about yourself, but there's not at the top like an about me.
At the top. You're right. Yep. Okay. Look, I'm writing that down right now.
I know you weren't like asking me to critique your, you know, your website, but that was my only thing, because I think people really want to learn about you. Like, who are you? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's so, Nikki, it's on there. It's on the homepage. If you scroll down just a little bit, it's on the homepage. But you're right. I do not have the little button to go there. But
see
it's
at
there.
The very bottom. On the homepage. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. These are just little things. Like, for whenever I'm going to hire someone, one of the first things I do is go to their about page. I don't know if it's just, I don't know. I don't know what that is about me or why, but I just, so, who knows? Maybe there are other clients out there like me who are like, there, I can't find her. Anyways, I love your work. Absolutely gorgeous. And I want to hear how you got there, like how you got here. Because when we were chatting, okay, so today is February 6th. And you shared with me that this is your 2-year anniversary of being full-time. So I love that we're doing it on this date.
Yes, me too. Awesome. Me too. 2 years. It doesn't feel like it at all. I think I'm still like in pandemic brain, where the dates and years and everything are just coming together.
Totally.
But, so I worked for the federal government in human resources for about 15 years. I was one of those people where I would work at an agency for a year or two, and I'd be like, I'm not really feeling this. Let me go somewhere else. I'm not sure about this. Let me go somewhere else. Yeah. I was definitely a job hopper. I was not loyal at all.
Mm-hmm. I can relate.
Oh, you can relate. Yeah, you get it. And I think I really think it's because I wasn't passionate about anything, right? So with my jobs, like, they were always fine. You know, they paid the bills. You know, but it wasn't anything I was really passionate about. So I didn't feel bad leaving after a year or two.
Mm-hmm. Working for the government, too, it seems like that could be, I mean, I don't know exactly what you did for, you know, the government, but it just feels like it could be heavy and just not really fun.
It can be. So I was in human resources. And I did
that's right. You said that. I'm sorry, Lakeisha. Yeah, you did say that.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. So I did everything from recruitment to policy to performance management. So, you know, I kind of did a bunch of things within the federal government. And you're right. It can be tough. It can be heavy. And yeah, it just wasn't for me. But I mean, I met incredible people. Like, I had incredible coworkers, incredible supervisors, like people that I'm friends with today, like really, really good friends. So, you know, the people were incredible. Yeah, it was just the work that, you know, to me was, you know.
Yeah. So you said you did that for 15 years and then it was just like, I'm done.
Yeah. So, yep. So, you know, got the bachelor's degree, got the master's degree, got the good government job. I'm like, all right, I've made it in life. then it's like, okay, well, what's next? So, you know, I really picked up photography as a creative outlet to have on the weekends, you know, something to do after work, something fun to do so that my brain would not explode from just doing government work all day. So I didn't even think this was a possibility to do full time. Not until I joined the portrait system and I'm seeing these people posting like how much they make in a year or per session. I'm like, what? That's possible? So that really lit the fire under me to do more research.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no clue. I thought everyone was making $75 a session. I didn't know you were making more than that.
That was going to be my question. Like before, you know, you found the portrait system or whatever, what led you to believe that you couldn't do it full time?
I did not know any other photographers that were doing it full time. No one in my family are like business owners. Yeah. I just had it in my mind that, you know, you had to work for the man to make good money, to make a living. It just was not in my psyche that you can do something else. It just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can relate to that. I know I can, you know, but at least back in the day. What I learned growing up.
Yeah, back in the
okay,
day.
Okay, so you joined the portrait system and you saw these posts. And I feel like sometimes people get a little frustrated with the posts where someone's saying like, oh my gosh, you guys, I just made like an $8,000 sale, or I had a $100,000 year or $200,000 or whatever. I've heard some people get like, you know, like they're being bragging or whatever. But I'm glad to hear that it inspired you, because I think, okay, and I'm going to say, I think the majority of the people read those things and are inspired by it. But of course, when you hear the negative, like, that's what I got to focus on, you know, every so often someone's like, oh my gosh, you know, there's too much bragging about money and blah, blah, blah. But it really is a real thing. Like, to be able to share that, one, to be able to celebrate that with other people who understand, and two, to show others out there, who, like, yes, this can be done.
Right, right. So to me, it's totally motivating. Before I even found the portrait system, like, I was following Sue Bryce since, you know, In Bed with Sue, the Creative Live days, way back then. And even back then, when she would talk about her pricing, I'd be like, well, you know, she's famous, you know, that's Sue Bryce. Yeah, there's no way. I'm not going to compare there's no way. But then when the Facebook group started, like, I remember when the Facebook group started so many years ago. And, you know, I joined it, and seeing those posts are so motivating. I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, we're all people. They don't have anything over me. So it definitely helps. It helps me. So I want people to always post their wins, even though I'm so quiet in the group. I'm a huge lurker. But I love seeing those posts. So keep them coming.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. And we have a lot of lurkers. Like, I don't want people to think like, oh, if you join, you have to be telling us how much money you make. Like, that's not, that's not the case. Like, some people do. They just read the posts or lurk or, you know, whatever. And some people share everything and ask all the questions. And so, yeah. All right. So you started to get inspired. And then, like, at what point were you like, okay, I think I'm ready to do this. Like, I'm going to quit my full-time job entirely.
So I was doing the photography part-time on the weekends and on my days off from work. Mm-hmm. When that photography salary surpassed my federal government salary, that's when I knew, like, okay, I could, if I'm doing this part-time and I'm, you know, surpassing this salary, I can do it.
That's a pretty good sign.
It's a pretty good sign, right? And then I'm also lucky because my husband has amazing health insurance through his job. So it's not like I would have to go out and find health insurance, which I know it's very, very expensive if you're doing it privately. So yeah, so everything just kind of lined up. At the time, I had one child. I had a 7-year-old. We were trying for years and years and years and years to have another child. It wasn't happening. So I was like, okay, our family is set. You know, the income is set. I feel like I'm doing a good job marketing. The clients are coming through. I'm priced correctly. I'm good to go. So, you know, I thought that was like a bulb just went off in my head where I was like, okay, let's do it now. We have one life to live. If I don't do it now, I know I'm going to regret it. I don't want to live a life of regret. So let's just do it. And I did that. I still, it's so funny. I still can't believe I actually quit the federal government to do this full time. Like, it's still, like, when I say those words out loud, Nikki, I'm still just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm doing this. I cannot believe I'm a business owner. It's still unbelievable to me.
Wow. It's, yeah. I feel like I remember feeling the same way. Like, I feel like it took a couple years to really set in and be like, I get to, like, do whatever I want all day. Like, I can do a shoot if I want, or I can edit if I want. I can go out to lunch if I want. Like, I can sit here.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, it's so bizarre. And it's like, but then you have to remember, look, I'm the one that has to create my schedule. I'd have to actually find work. Like, you don't have a boss anymore that's going to bark orders at you. That's done.
I know, you're right.
You have to be proactive,
Yeah. There is no one behind you being like, your calendar, there's only 3 shoots next month.
Right.
You know, although I was always very well aware how many shoots I had booked each month because that was my income. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I think the health insurance, that's nice that you had that. I know sometimes it really scares people to start a business and, you know, leave health insurance, but I'm always like, okay, if you don't have a partner or somebody to help you with health insurance, like, just budget it in to each shoot.
Yeah.
You know, how much do you need to make in order to include that health insurance? And there really are ways, like, if you can get a really good health insurance person to walk you through how it all works and talk to a good CPA, like, my husband and I have, we still do pay quite a lot, but it's not as much as I thought it was going to be. Just based on, there's tax credits out there and, you know, based on how your business is structured, it's a whole thing. So if you're out there listening and health insurance scares you so much that you don't want to quit your job, like, do some research and see what you could figure out. So anyway, just a little side note there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I, I mean, I think it's definitely a good sign that you're ready when you start making more money as a photographer part-time than you were bringing in. So yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you said that there were other photographers in your neighborhood, or do you mean in where you live or where your studio is?
Like, so my studio, I'm very, very lucky. I have a large sunroom off the side of my home that I use as my studio. Yeah. So I have a home studio, and just, you know, around me, other people have home studios too. And I'm talking to people in my neighborhood, the next neighborhood over, all over the place.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then the other thing I noticed is that in your gorgeous profile photo on Facebook, I see not one daughter, but 2. So and your youngest looks like she can't be more, at least in this photo, she was probably like, what, a year, 18 months or something. So in the meantime, it sounds like you had another baby.
She's not a year yet. She's only 10 months.
She's not.
So...
Okay, I'm so bad at, like, judging babies' ages. But okay, so she's 10 months.
No, she's very long. She's very, very long. So I get that. So
I have, like, miniature children, so I guess that's why. Oh my gosh, so you have a 10-month-old, and this is your second year being full-time. So through all of that, you were pregnant, gave birth, and you have a 10-month-old, and you still are, like, managed to make it all happen.
Exactly. So... remember, I quit February 2022, right? I thought the family was done. I thought it was going to be me, my husband, and my daughter. Like, okay, that's it. You know, it's not going to happen. Unfortunately, another kid won't happen. So then, come August, we get back from vacation. I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling well. I don't know what's going on. I was like, I know I'm not pregnant, but whatever. Let me just take a test and see. Come to find out, I'm pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is like 6 months after I quit. So, of course, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This was not in the cards. What are we going to do? And, you know, my husband's calming me down. Like, it's okay, Lakeisha. We'll figure it out. But me, inside, I'm like, I would not have quit my job had I known I was going to be pregnant and have a baby in 2023. So, yeah. So, that was, I mean, it was very scary for me. You know, because I'm such a planner. I'm a huge, huge planner. Like, I feel like I have everything in my life planned out. But this came out of left field. Very excited she's here. But at the time, it was scary. You know, not knowing if I'd be well enough to do photo shoots and make money.
And that's a big change. I mean, going from quitting your job you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, two big changes, going from quitting your job and then having another baby in your life, you know, in your family. Like, yeah, I remember thinking when I had my, because I imagine, how old's your oldest daughter? 7, you said?
She is 8 years old.
8, okay. Yeah. I imagine it's different when you, like, you don't think about work as much, I feel like, when you have a baby, when you just get like 8 weeks off and then you go back to work, or 6 weeks off, or whatever people get, you know, in the States, a very short amount of time. Whereas when you're an entrepreneur, I remember thinking, like, how in the hell am I going to do this? Like, I remember people telling me, like, you're not going to be able to work as much. You're not, your priorities are going to change when you have a baby, blah, blah, blah. And I remember thinking, like, but I want to work a lot. Like, I love my business. Yeah. I don't want to not want to work as much. You know, of course, my baby will come first always, but like, I didn't want to give that part of myself away. I was so nervous about that. But it's interesting because really a whole lot didn't change. Like, I still ran my business, no problem. I had my family time. I had my business time. Like, did you find that it worked out like better, or, you know, just more seamlessly than you were expecting?
Yeah, it definitely has. And if anything, it makes me concentrate even more on the hours that I do have, right? It's like, I can't fool around and space out for an hour. Like, no, I need to be focused on this task before the babies come home, right? From daycare, from school. Mm-hmm. So right now I have the baby in part-time daycare. She just started 2 weeks ago. So she goes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So those days I am super focused on the business. I'm probably focused more now than I was before she came, you know, because I do know that when she's home, I'm not getting anything done. Mm-hmm. But when she's at daycare or with her grandparents or whoever, you know, I need to be laser focused.
Yeah. It's a really good point that you just kind of manage your time a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when you don't have just all the time in the world anymore, it's like it makes it different.
Yep. Yeah, it's so true.
Wow, that's very cool. Like, isn't that crazy how life works out sometimes? It's like,
it's so crazy. Wild. It's so ridiculous. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's so wild. Okay, so tell people a little bit about your business. Like, what do you shoot most of?
Sure. So I mostly shoot boudoir. Well, I should say it's like more 50-50. So I'm doing boudoir, I'm doing headshots, and I'm doing personal branding. I used to do family more often, but I don't really advertise for families anymore. So, you know, past clients will come back and say, hey, can you shoot my family? I'll say sure, but it's not something that I advertise for. So it's really boudoir, headshots, and personal branding.
Okay. And then how are you getting most of your clients, you know, in a competitive area? And again, not saying that there's not enough for everyone, but, you know, what are you doing to get the clients?
Right. So now it's mostly referrals and Google ads, and also a little bit of LinkedIn too. Yeah. So with Google ads, my husband actually runs my account. That stuff confuses me. He's an IT nerd and he loves figuring out puzzles and whatnot. So he runs my Google ads. Yeah, he runs my Google ads and I get a good amount of inquiries per week. And with Google ads, those people are warm, right? Because these are people that are searching online for a photographer. So a lot of times they'll do headshots near me and I'll pop up top from the Google ad. And then I also work a ton on my SEO on my website. So that helps too with the ad. Like they all talk to each other. Don't ask me how, but they do.
I don't know. It's like mind blowing. So okay, so your husband does like the technical part of the Google ad stuff for you?
Yes.
It sounds like you definitely know a little bit about it. Like everything. Okay, this is where it starts to get all crazy to me. Is so if I'm searching for, you know, headshots near me, it just populates with people in the area based on your SEO and like, oh my gosh, it's just so crazy how it all works.
Yeah. So the Google ad will put you, depending on how much it's okay. So depending on how much you're spending, depending on what day it is, depending on what the money time part. Of day is. Yeah. So you'll either be at the top of the page if everything is optimized the right way, or you might be like 2 or 3 down. And then with SEO, especially with getting like Google reviews, you have to get Google reviews That's so important. That's going to help you appear for SEO also. And, you know, you'll be like on the page two or three times on the main search page.
Okay. So that's something, that's something I've neglected. That's very interesting. What scares me about Google reviews is every so often I'll see a photographer post like, there's a fake one-star Google review. Like, can people go on and make positive reviews to get rid of it? Or like, you know, and I'm like, I don't know. That scares me.
So knock on wood, I'm knocking on wood, but that's never happened to me. But I am.
Yeah,
I am
good. And maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's very rare, but I know of a few, just photographer friends who something like that has happened to, or a Facebook review or whatever. And it always has scared me for some reason. I don't know. But, okay. So that's really interesting. So Google reviews. So then you just ask your clients to give you a Google review afterwards?
Yeah. So, you know, I tell them verbally during the photo shoot, after the photo shoot, like if they say something complimentary to me during the photo shoot, like, oh my gosh, Akeisha, I'm having such a good time. I was so nervous, but now I'm not. I'll say, okay, save that for your Google review.
Okay.
And you know, they'll laugh. And then before they leave, I'm like, you know, if you had a great time, you know, I would love if you left a quick Google review, you know, just type something up really quickly. And then another thing I've been doing lately is before everyone leaves, if they have time, I'll do a quick interview with them with my iPhone. You know, just quickly, you know, how did you find me?
Smart.
What made you want to book a photo shoot with me? How are you feeling before? How are you feeling during? How do you feel now? Just whatever question pops up in my head, I'll ask them just for a quick video testimonial. And then I'll ask them, if you have time, you know, please just type up what you told me on a Google review. I'll also email them a link to the actual review site. So all they have to do is just click on it and, you know, type in there how they felt about it. And it's really helped. So, you know, whenever people do inquire with me.
I love this, Lakeisha.
Great. I love it. So it does help. So so if someone inquires with me, right? And they're like, you know, I don't know who you are. Like, how can I trust you? Which a few people have said. And I'm like, you know, go on my website, go on my Instagram, and best yet, go on my Google reviews. These are real people. You can click on their profiles and see that they're real people. And you can see what they're saying about me. And I've had so many people book because of that.
I can't believe we've never talked about this on the podcast. I'm so glad you're bringing this up, Google reviews. Like,
oh, good.
I mean, it really, in my head, I'm like, duh. Like, you know, it just makes so much sense. And when I'm looking at your website, and something that I noticed before, you know, before when I was just looking at your website before we started the interview or whatever, is you do have reviews at the top. And you scroll down and you see all these gorgeous photographs, mostly women. And they are just stunning. And then you have their names and you have their, you know, what they said about you and about the experience. And like, there's no denying that these people have loved their photo shoot. I mean, it's all right there. It's really great. And I think it's so smart for you to ask them for this before they leave, while they're still on that high of just the excitement of it all. And then you make another thing that I really love. You make it easy for them. Here's a link. I will video record you really quick because their hair and makeup's already done. They're feeling good. You're going to, you know, do it right then and there. That is so smart.
Yep.
So smart. I need to start doing that. I love it.
You do.
And then, like you said, having it connected to, that's all connected to the SEO and all of that. Like that's,
Right.
I know I sound like I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to Google Ads and SEO and all, because I really don't. And I'm learning so much, like from the guests we had. There was just an episode with Brianna Parks about SEO as well. And I'm learning just so much from you and from Brianna, you know, just from people who are sharing things that I just have never utilized this part of marketing, but I love it because I don't want to go to networking meetings anymore. I did it for years. Like, I'm over it. I want to be at home. I want to hang out with my chickens and my kids. Like, so this to me is like, okay, if I really want to ramp up my marketing, this is the direction I think I would want to go in next. So it's, I just love learning about it. So thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you know, offhand about how much you spend maybe per month on Google Ads?
I would have to ask my husband. I want to say the minimum is usually about $500 per month.
Okay, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And, you know, it's just a line item that I add. But I know he'll, like, put more money in for certain months or certain times of the month. I don't know what he does all the research. This is his baby. He knows what he's doing. But I know the minimum is usually $500.
Okay. And if you're doing 10 shoots a month, that's like adding $50 per shoot.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's really it's really not bad.
It's really not bad. Yeah. And then not having to leave the house, you know, is great.
Uh-huh. And so you are getting a lot of clients from this, you said?
So it's probably 50-50. I get most of them from Google Ads and from referrals right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too, is maybe you won't have to spend $500 a month forever. You know, if you do it for a couple, just like how with like the networking meetings that I went to, I had to do it for a couple years hardcore, and then I didn't have to anymore, you know, and the referrals still keep coming from that. So it's, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Very interesting. Okay. All right. So you're splitting your shoots between headshots and boudoir. Is your husband running ads then specifically for boudoir and then headshots personal branding, like totally separate?
Yes, they are two totally separate ad campaigns.
Okay. And is it run on social media as well, or is it just through Google?
No. So if I was doing Facebook ads, it would be run through social media. But with Google ads, it's only on Google, only on Google's platform.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Just making sure. All right. Wow. Very cool. Okay. Lakeisha, I wanted to ask you something about on your website. I noticed this. It said, you know, there won't be perfume, like minimal sound, like it'll be a safe space for you. And I really love that because like being someone, you know, I'm hearing impaired. I mean, I can hear, but I have, you know, significant hearing issues, and certain sounds will like push me over the edge. And also perfume. I'm so sensitive to perfume.
Yeah.
And I just really love that that's something that you take into consideration.
Definitely. So like you, I'm extremely sensitive to perfume, colognes, anything with that artificial scent. Mm-hmm. I get chronic migraine, and that's one of my major triggers is scent. So I tell people on the phone, on Zoom, in email, I say, look, it's just me. You don't have to impress me. Please do not wear any perfume or cologne when you come in. And people really respect that. So people come in, they're like, oh, I'm so glad you told me because I would have sprayed my whole body. So that's, you know, and also with light. So with my strobe, you know, I ask all my clients, hey, this thing's going to be flashing in your face. Do you have any issues with that? Like, do you have any type of light sensitivity, anything with, you know, epilepsy, anything like that, where, you know, because if you do, I'm not going to use it on you, you know? So I'm making sure that my clients are as comfortable as they can be. You know, I also, I play music during the sessions. I ask them what type of music they want to play. I ask them if the volume is okay, you know? So there are a lot of touch points with my clients. I just want to make sure everyone is comfortable and everyone feels like they're in a safe space.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like it really adds to your level of customer service and just making people feel cared for.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think that's really cool. And you know, 9 out of 10 times, someone doesn't care about, you know, sound and smell or whatever. But, you know, when someone really does, it's so important.
It is important. And then let me tell you just one little story really quickly.
Sure.
So this is actually the first time that this happened where I had to do a reshoot. And this just happened last week. The first time out of all these years, right? So the client came in about 3 weeks ago. She got her makeup done. Very, very pale client. And the makeup was just a little bit too heavy for her. And I could tell. But, you know, when she looked at this, she was like, oh, no, it's fine. It's cool. But I could tell something was off, right?
You can always tell, yeah.
You can always tell, right? So I go through the shoot. She loves the pictures. She loves the experience. She pays for it. But then she goes, Lakeisha, I don't think I'll be able to use these pictures anywhere because it doesn't look like me. So immediately I pick up the phone, I call her. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish you would have told me, you know, beforehand we would have done something, but that's okay. It's done with. How about you come in next week for a reshoot? No makeup. You come in as you want to come in. No pressure. And she's like, oh my gosh, Akeisha, that'll make me feel so much better. So she came in for the reshoot, no makeup, no hair. Mm-hmm. She had her glasses on, but you know, so very, very beautiful girl. And we did the reshoot. She ended up buying, so at first she bought my 10 image package. She ended up buying 14 more images.
See? Wow.
She was like, oh my gosh, this is so me. I feel so much better. I recognize myself. Thank you so much for doing this, Lakeisha. And, you know, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, you should have charged her more. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm not. Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. Because that's such a bad feeling. Like, I'm sure she didn't want to tell me in the moment the first time because she didn't want to embarrass the makeup artist. Uh-huh. Or she didn't
want to. It's a vulnerable place to be.
It is. So, yeah, we did that reshoot. She bought 14 more images than her original package. She's super happy. I'm happy, you know, so definitely all about customer service.
It really is. I know it kills me inside when I hear people like nitpicking about, you know, charging for something that they weren't, the client wasn't happy with. And I know you asked her, however, you have to put yourself in the client's shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, like that is a really scary place to be, to have to say, I don't like it. Right. In front of the person who did it for you, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
It's hard. I always say, I had, I think it was two or three times that I've had to do a reshoot, and it was because of hair and makeup. And I started, when I introduce my makeup artist, I say, Megan has been doing this for years. Her feelings will never be hurt if you want to change something. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like has helped kind of open up the door a little bit for people to want to. And Megan's like, oh yeah, people tell me they want changes all the time, totally no big deal, you know. But it has to be, you know, some makeup artists aren't, you know, I don't know, it just depends on who you're working with. But
yes, I'm gonna try that. Thank you. I will try. Well, I'll talk to the makeup artist first and make sure that she's okay with that, but that's great. I'm definitely gonna try that next time.
Yeah, because it's you know, the reshoots that I've had to do, I can think back. I knew they weren't super happy, but it was, they were saying that they were. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's tricky.
You just knew, right? You just knew, like, I don't think
you can
are,
feel the energy. Yeah. Yes, so that customer service piece is so important, because now this client is going to refer other people to you. And it's so worth just doing what you needed to do to make her happy. And there's limits around that, of course. But it's, So, like, if she again was like, I hate them, okay, well, that's different, but.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
But yeah, that customer service. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your packages and your pricing, because I noticed on your website, it says for personal branding, your packages start at $1,900.
Right.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, how your packages are structured.
Sure. So, I have a session fee so this is for boudoir and for personal branding. My pricing is the same for those two genres. So I have a session fee of $500, and that's going to include the hair, the makeup, the photo shoot, you know, the client closet, all the prep guides, the consultations we're going to have, all that good stuff is in that session fee, right? And then the packages are at $1,900 for 10 images, and then I have 20 images for $2,890, and I have 30 images for $3,690.
Wow, that's awesome.
And most people are getting that middle package. The 20 image is what most people are getting.
Okay, so that's around your average sale. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
And how many shoots do you typically do per month?
So I'm still catching up from taking off so much time from being pregnant. So right now I'm at about 4 to 6 per month. But I'd like to get back up to 8 to 10 per month.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, at almost a $3,000, because your middle package was $2,850?
$2,890.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at 4 shoots a month at $2,890, and then, you know, obviously paying your, and the $500 session fee, right?
Yeah.
So you're at an over $3,000 average sale. Obviously, there's cost of goods, paying the hair and makeup artist. You don't have studio rent, right? Because it's in your house.
I do not.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a lot of costs in doing business, of course, and it's important for everyone to run their numbers. But I mean, that's a really great income.
It is.
Even
great
just
income.
Doing, you know, 5 shoots a month.
I agree. I totally agree. It's wonderful. It's like, I wish I would have thought to do this like back in my 20s, but I think back in my 20s, I wouldn't have been ready to do it, you know? So
yeah,
I'm glad I'm doing it now.
What would you say to people who are like, there's no way I can charge that much?
I would say, I would really say just rip the Band-Aid off and try it.
Yeah.
That's what I did. So I was charging, the most I charge with the shoot and burn pricing. So, you know, the taking the pictures, sending people to galleries, no in-person sales, nothing like that. The most I charged was $400. And that I thought was a lot. I was like, oh my gosh, people are paying me $400. This is great. But, you know, after I started listening to Stu Bryce and looking at the group and seeing what other people were pricing, I was like, you know what? Let me just try this out. I don't remember what my packages were back then, but it was definitely over $1,000 that I started at. I was like, let me just try this out. Let me see if it works. So I had an inquiry for a girl. She was turning 30. She wanted a big birthday photo shoot, you know, with balloons and all sorts of stuff. It was really cute. And she wanted her mom to come. It was really, really sweet. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this pricing on this girl and see what happens. And, you know, the whole structure, I went to her house. I met with her. I looked at her clothing. You know, I think at the time I printed out proofs to give to her after the photo shoot. I did all of that. And she was like, okay, great. I'll take your top package. And I think back then it was probably like $2,500, something like that. I was like, and then in my head, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's actually going to pay $2,500.
Like, you are? Are you sure? I don't need to give you a discount right now? Like, that's what my head would have been. You know, I remember like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But I was like, nope, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Good girl.
Yeah, she paid it easy. Yeah, she paid it easy. She took out her credit card and paid it. And she was super happy. So with that, I really did just rip the band-aid off and just try to get this one client. It worked. And I was like, okay, great. I'm good to go. Let's do this.
Oh, that's so cool. So cool. Yeah. I want to say, though, I think it's extremely important to make sure your portfolio is like really dialed in. Because
it is way easier
to have an average of sale of $3,000 when your portraits look like yours do. And when you have all of these amazing testimonials. And, you know, when your lighting is so dialed in, which I know you do natural light, which just makes my heart sing because they're so gorgeous. Your photos, like the lighting is so dialed.
Well, yeah, I do some artificial light too, though. I do some strobe.
Oh, you do. Okay.
But I try to make it look like natural light, though.
Yeah. I mean, well, the only reason I said that is because it said somewhere that you had a natural light studio. I think that's why I thought you only use natural light.
Yes.
Either way, your lighting is so on point.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's so good. So I don't want people like, if you're trying to raise your pricing and it's not working, you know, just speaking to people out there who are like, oh, it's not working. It's either your portfolio, it's your service or the way you're like presenting yourself to people, you know, maybe your pitch or your level of confidence, maybe you're hiding behind your computer, like maybe it's your marketing. Like, it's one of those things. It's like you're not marketing yourself, your portfolio is not strong enough, or just the service you're providing, you know, the way you're presenting yourself isn't as strong as it needs to be.
I totally agree. And I had been, you know, doing photography for like 10 years before I got to that point with that customer. Like, I wasn't brand new to it. You know, I've been doing this for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it did take a while for me to get that confidence. And I think that's what it was, right? It was the confidence. My work is good. I know it's good. I know I'm gonna have a great time with this girl. I know I'm gonna show her amazing birthday pictures. So I felt good, even though I was freaking out. I felt good about charging her, you know, pricing that I should have been charging other people in the past.
Yeah, it's different once you know your worth. And but you know, there are people like who I've seen where, you know, their work's okay. Like maybe not even really that good, but they're charging a ton. And I feel like those, like it's a professional standard portfolio for sure, but it's not like anything mind blowing. And but they have their marketing dialed in. They're confident. They know their value. Mm-hmm. They have a great pitch. They're like strategizing, you know, and they're still have a $3,000 average sale. So, you know, it can go either. It can really go either way. Your bottom line is your portfolio needs to be professional, and you've got to have some level of valuing your time and what you do. You know, it just has to be there. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, it's tricky. It really is tricky, but it's, I love it. I think it's so awesome.
Me too.
Now, with your personal branding and your boudoir, do you do any sort of like print products for boudoir? I know for personal branding, that's not usually a thing, but you said you priced it the same, which is why I'm curious.
I do. So for a boudoir, I'm doing folio boxes, or I'm really, really pushing the albums. You know, for boudoir, I love doing albums. I love designing mm-hmm. them. I just feel like it's a better fit for that. And then for personal branding, I offer them to print their pictures. A lot of times they're like, oh, no, I'm fine. But lately I've been having a lot of people say, yeah, let's print them out. So, so you know, they're still getting the same options.
Yeah.
You know, they can do the folio box if they want. They can do the album. It's whatever they want.
Do you ever have people say, well, how much is it without the prints, or can it be cheaper without it?
I do. And I tell them it's included. It's complimentary because, and you know, I tell them the truth. I tell them, yes, digitals are super important. You know, they are going to last hopefully forever if you have great storage. You know, you can mm-hmm. use them all over the place. But I feel that with prints, like, to make me feel better, you have to print this out, because I'm such a firm believer of prints. Like, I'm lucky that my parents, they always took a ton of pictures, and we have a ton of photo albums, and not everyone can say that. Like, mm-hmm. I have some friends and they're like, oh, I don't have any baby pictures. I'm like, well, why not? And they're like, my parents just didn't think to take any, or they just didn't print them out, or they lost it, or mm-hmm. whatever happened. So I'm a firm believer in making sure that you preserve memories, even if it's just a headshot, you know, if you preserve memories through print, I love it. Because, you know, like, you know, if your house is burning down, one of the first things that you're going for are your pictures, your photo mm-hmm. albums. So, you know, and we're not printing as much anymore as we used to.
Mm-hmm. This makes me think about something, because like my parents, they took pictures, but my dad was on this big slide kick. So we had like boxes of slides, and I ended up converting a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I bought this adapter that goes on the end of my camera, and you take a photo of a high res photo of the slide. So I was able to do that, but I was only able to find one box of photos. And my mom has our photo albums and the rest of the boxes of slides in a storage unit somewhere. And I keep trying to get access to it. And she's like, I just have to figure out the info. My husband has the info. And I'm like, mom, like, are you guys paying the bills on it? Like, is it, please, like, I'm desperate to like get these photos. And I was trying for so long and I kind of just gave up. But having this conversation with you, I'm like, I got to bring this up again. Like, mom, please, where's that storage unit? Like, I want these photos.
Yeah, definitely try again with her. Cause I mean, who knows what's on there? I'm sure there's some amazing pictures on there that you've never even seen before. So yeah.
I know. And I'm like, mom, I'll pay the storage unit bill. Like, please just tell me where it is so I can get the photos. You know, it's like, remember. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Anyway, that was a total side note. Okay. Cause yeah, people ask about that a lot. Like, well, what if they say, you know, they only want the digitals? And people come about it in two different ways. One, the way that you just said is like, oh, well, you know, it's complimentary and you get the prints or you don't. And some people mm-hmm. will have separate digital only prices. But if you're going to do that, you have to make sure it is still worth your time. Like, don't just significantly cut it in half, you know, the pricing, you know, so...
I'm with you. Yeah. And with my brain, like, for me, that would be too confusing having too many different pricing options. So I don't even offer that. It's I try to keep it as simple as possible for me, because I'm going to forget.
That's smart. And a confused mind says no too for, you know, your clients.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just, you know, when you think about like, okay, so let's say, you know, your cost of goods is, let's say in a $3,000 sale, your cost of goods, paying your hair and makeup artist and website fees and all of that. Let's say it's like, you know, $1,000 or something, and you're taking home, I'm totally just throwing that out there, but, and you're taking home $2,000 in your pocket from each shoot, and you're doing 5 shoots a month. That's 10 grand before taxes and savings and all that. But still, that's 10 grand a month. I know there are people out there listening right now, and I'm talking to you, where you're doing $500, you know, even $700 for 100 digitals, and you're just shipping them off the gallery and see you later, and that's it. And you're having to do like triple or quadruple the the same amount of shoots in order to make 10 grand a month.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, with you just putting things in the gallery and shipping them off, I've found that, you know, ever since I started doing IPS and the more hand-holding with my clients, like doing all these consultations via Zoom in person, they love that stuff, right? If I would just put like 100 pictures on a drive and send it off, they would be overwhelmed. You know, like they probably don't need 100 pictures of whatever you're taking of, right? That's just, they probably don't need that many. But they really love the going through the pictures, the, you know, looking at each one, trying to figure out which ones they absolutely love. They really, really love that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find my clients really love that process too. And I'm going to admit something that I probably shouldn't, but I have a client who has done 4 different photo shoots with me, and she flew in from her for her last one from Washington. I'm in Michigan now. And I was so busy. I want to say it was like just before the Portrait Masters, and I still had to like put together my talk. And then the day after Portrait Masters, we were leaving for our family camping trip, and I was just like beyond swamped. And I was like, hey, and because this is her 4th time doing a shoot with me, I trust her more than anything. I know she's going to buy the biggest package, you know, whatever. I'm like, do you want me to just send the gallery to you, and then you can just like spend some time with them deciding what you want to do? And she was like, no. She's like, I want you to go through them with me. And I was like, oh, sure. No problem. We can totally do that. You know, and we did. And, you know, I told her, I'm like, listen, I like can't do it until whatever day. And she was like, no problem. I'll wait. Totally fine. Because exactly what you said, they really enjoy it. She wanted my opinion.
Yeah.
She wanted to express her excitement. She, you know? Yeah.
I feel like they want like permission to say that they love particular images, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to do that. It's just sending someone over the gallery, it's just, to me, it feels almost unfinished.
Yeah.
I think part of our jobs is to guide our clients into choosing the very best pictures for them.
Yeah, definitely. And also pointing out how they can use specific ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for personal branding.
Especially with like personal branding. Yes. Yeah. Especially like they have to know, like, look, you might be asked to be on a panel, you know, speaking engagements, magazines, articles, your email signature. LinkedIn, there's just so many possibilities that people don't think about.
Yeah, like we could put your logo on this horizontal one because I left extra space on this side. You know, there's just,
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome. Very cool. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank
you. 2 years down and however many more years you want it to be to go.
Yes.
Pretty awesome. With a baby. Yeah.
With a baby. Oh,
so exciting. Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing all of this. I have a couple more questions that I always ask at the end of each episode.
Sure.
And the first one is, what is something you can't live without when you're doing a photo shoot?
Something I can't live without. So I'm going to talk about photo shoots in my studio, which is where 99% of my photo shoots are. My black V-flat. I learned that from Sue, and that thing, like, I shoot every single client on that black V-flat. It's just, I feel like it's like my signature look right now, and has been for years.
Same.
I don't care if you're doing boudoir.
I love it.
Yeah. Isn't it great? So I don't care if you're doing boudoir, headshots, personal branding, family, senior, whatever it is, you're going in that black V-flat for... For a few minutes, it's happening.
There's this, I keep coming back to this photo on your, it's a Google review. It's like under your reviews page or that canvas of your website. And it's under testimonials, Jerry St. Louis. I freaking love his Jerry. Headshot. The lighting is so, like, his skin is like butter. Like, oh, I love it. Just the lighting and his smile and the, like, the navy on the black V flat just makes me so happy. I mean, there's a lot of amazing photos on here, but.
Thank you. I love Jerry. And Jerry's been back 2 times and he's like, I can't wait to have my 3rd session with you.
Oh, I can see why.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. Well, you'll have to tell him that I specifically picked out his photo.
Oh, I will.
Because I loved it so much.
He'll eat it all up.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, I can see like how well you use this black V-flat. It's so great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always use mine too, all the time. Do you ever use it to like cut down on light or add contrast or anything? Or are you specifically using it for the background?
Oh, yeah. I'll use it. I use it for everything. So like if I'm using like a painted canvas, I'll put 2 V-flats on the side to create more contrast. Yeah, or if I need to, so my studio, it's, like I said, it's a sunroom. So it's full of light. If I need to cut down on some of that light, I'll throw a V-flat in front of a window. So that thing is my workhorse. I love it.
Yeah, fantastic. Very cool. Yeah. All right. Number 2 is, how do you spend your time when you're not working?
So right now with the baby all the time, with my 8-year-old, with my husband, we love, you know, going out, exploring. This area is really, really cool. Like we have, you know, everything from like mountains. We have a bunch of trails. We have all sorts of stuff. My oldest, she loves playgrounds. So we're always at the playground. And of course, you know, with family and friends. I love eating. So we're always at restaurants. I need to cut down on that. But for now.
Going out to eat is the
always
best.
Always trying something new.
It is. I'm such a foodie.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love it.
I bet you have so many good restaurants around you.
We do. We do. Yep. Yeah.
I'm a little jealous. I live out in the country now. And I mean, we're not too far from Ann Arbor, but it's not just like, let's hop in the car real quick and go to, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right. Number 3 is, what is a photography specific product? I know you said your V-flap, but anything else you can think of?
I probably should have saved that one then.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I would say, I guess I also use a silver reflector a lot too, especially with headshots. I use that big curvy thing. I think it's called like an eyeliner.
Oh, the arc light? There's an eyeliner thing. Or it's like an arc shaped. Yeah, there's a bunch of different brands. I think an eyeliner is the original one. Freaking love that thing.
Yeah, so I, you know, when I'm going on location for headshots, even though it's big and bulky, I still bring it. It just brings so much light into people's faces. So I can, you know, I usually only use one light for my headshot. So I just pop that light up, put the eyeliner under them, and we're good to go.
Yeah, that thing's amazing. I recommend it too. All right. Yeah. And number 4 is, what would you tell people who are just starting out?
So I would tell them to just get their portfolio where they are happy with the images. It doesn't have to be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. You know, I feel like I'm still working on my images all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I suck one day and the next day, oh no, I'm great. So, you know, just keep working at it. You know, your images will get better. Keep practicing, you know, actually get out there and do the work. Don't just keep reading through all these groups and through what other people are doing. Like, yes, it's important to get a baseline of what's going on, but make sure you're doing the practice too. You know, make sure you're not just behind the computer. Get out there and do what you have to do photo shoots. So, you know, ask your friends, ask your family, ask your neighbors, you know, just build up your portfolio, and then you'll have the confidence to really make this thing work.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you. Where can people find you online, Lakeisha?
So they can find me at lakeishaminor.com. I'm sure you can click on the episode to see how to spell that. There are a lot of letters. And then you can also find me at Lakeisha Minor Photography on Instagram and Facebook. And then my first and last name on LinkedIn. So Lakeisha Minor on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again. Are you going to WPPI by any chance?
I'm not. the first time I went was a few years ago and it was awesome. I loved it. I had a great time. But it's hard with the baby because I'm still breastfeeding.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So I don't want to be away for too long. Yeah. But next year, I'm there next year.
Awesome. Yeah. There was a time at a Portrait Masters conference that I had to be at. And yeah, my husband ended up bringing both of our kids. Dre was like 8 months old and I was nursing him. And it was really hard. It was really hard having my whole family there.
Yeah. So
I don't blame you. There's always next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you again. And I will see you in the group, even if you are just lurking. I will look for you.
Yes. Thank you. This was great, Nikki. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-day startup challenge plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.
It's time for me to tell you about this episode's sponsor, Fujifilm North America. If you haven't experienced portraits and wedding scenes created on the large format GFX system digital camera sensor, you are missing out. Along with up to 102 megapixel resolution, you'll find rich colors and gorgeous in-camera looks. There's also AI-driven subject detection and 8 frames per second bursts inside the compact GFX100 digital camera. Hit the link in this episode's description to view the products. It's time to dream big in your creative process.